Next up for Warsaw, Saturday night at Concord. JV at 6:15. Airtime 7:25 on Deuce Now Warsaw. We are, if you had not heard, we are doing the girls' game on Saturday night. Normally when the boys and girls play at the same time, we do the boys because of interest and revenue. But we're doing the girls' game on Saturday because there's a really, really good chance they're going to win the conference championship, and we want to be there for that. So, airtime 7:25 for the girls' game at Concord on Saturday on News Now Warsaw. And then two games next week to finish up. Tuesday, home against Elkhart. That is a 6 o'clock JV start. Thursday at Huntington to wrap up the regular season. For my money, that's a really interesting game, and we'll be on the air starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw also that night. It will be Lady Tiger Ball to start the third. Again, the way the half ended, Molly Stock hit a 50-footer from just, if you line up basket to basket, draw a line between them, she was about a step on this side of exactly in the middle, banked it in at the horn to get Homestead within one. Winchester fakes left, throws right. Bricker catches in the paint and got hammered by Stevens. Lenny Krebs can't believe no foul call. I can't either. Here goes Homestead looking for the lead. Stock right side, three-pointer, no good. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker takes off in a hurry. Up the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Bergen. Now to Winchester, top of the circle. Makes a head fake, rolls it right side, Zartman. Zartman spins down the right side of the lane, no room. Now to Bricker at the elbow. No, she throws a backdoor pass and threw it away. Picked off by Molly Stock. Stock racing up the left side. Runs over Bergen. A whistle. Offensive foul called. Offensive foul called against Stock. Her first. Bergen took a really hard hit, and it paid off for her. Warsaw's got the ball down, are leading by one. So Bricker's going to walk it slowly to the timeline and across. Right side Zartman. And she'd throw it right through the hands of Winchester, but it was tipped out of bounds by Homestead, and Warsaw maintains possession. So a lucky break there for the Lady Tigers, and Peterson will throw it in. Nope, check that. Winchester now will replace her and throw it in. Brooke, right of the key, lobs it out to Peterson. Out of the right side for Bricker. Back out to Abby. Left side to Zartman. Zartman one-hands it out to Bricker. Oh, back to the right for Peterson. Down to the corner for Bergen. Now back to the top for Bricker. Bricker with some space decided not to shoot it. Now to the right side to Bergen, right in front of the Warsaw bench. She'll bounce it out to Zartman between the circles. Right now, Warsaw's getting grabbed and fought on every cut. Peterson, right side Winchester. Looking inside, nobody can get open. Throws it back out to Peterson. Lenny Krebs backs Abby out to the center circle, has Bricker go get it. And with 6:20 left to play in the third, Warsaw still has the ball in a one-point lead. Bricker against Epps. Out to Peterson between the circles. They run, push down. It didn't work. Now she'll throw it left side. It should be double dribble. It was. Zartman dribbled it twice, picked it up, was going to throw it to Peterson. Peterson went to screen, and Brooke just started dribbling again. And almost got away with it, too. And Joe Rudolph looks at Justin Shippey like, wow, I almost blew that. Stock the other way. Homestead hasn't led since they were up 4-0 early on. Epps, left side, Stock, up the baseline, under the basket, shoots it, and scores. Molly Stock has 7. And Homestead is in the lead, 30-29. Winchester in transition for 3, no good. Tipped by Bergen, saved in by Bergen. Warsaw gets a reload. Peterson left wing out to the top for Bricker, right side to Zartman, who still has yet to score in the game. Into the corner to Bergen. Out to the top, Peterson threw it inside, threw it wide, tipped away and taken away by Royst. Epps across the line, staggers down the right side. Stock a drive in the lane, all the way to the basket, shoots it up, missed it, but a foul is called. This will be a shooting foul for Homestead. And Zartman's got the foul, that's her first. Looks like there may have been some pushing and shoving going on that rebound on the other end. Not enough to draw a whistle. Stock shoots two. She's just a 51% free throw shooter, and the first one is good. She's got 8 points. Neely in for Bricker with 5:21 left to play here in the third. Homestead leading 31-29. One more for Stock, and it's good too. 51% free throw shooter. Look pretty confident in those two. 32-29 Spartans. Bergen left of the key. Looking for a cutter. Zartman now on the baseline. Bad pass by Winchester. Taken away as Bottom stole it. Up ahead, Stock. Down the left baseline. All the way out the other side. To the top. Wide open. Stevens for three. Short. Winchester tips it and grabs it for the Lady Tigers. Outlets up the near sideline. Peterson. Down the floor to Bergen. Bergen looks for cutters. Nobody open. Out through the hands of Neely, but Neely will go get it before it goes over the line. Neely, is going to one-hand it. Pulled it back in. Zartman against Stevens. Top of the circle. Kicks it to the near side to Peterson. Peterson dribbles the top against Stock, who bumps her out beyond the three-point line. Peterson being pressured. Takes it down to the left wing. Got knocked around, and there's finally a whistle. Peterson got her arm bumped big time. Stock picks up her second foul. And it'll be out of bounds. Warsaw wants a timeout. It is 8:30. We'll take it to 4:25 left to go third quarter. Homestead 32, Warsaw 29. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 32-29 Spartans. Warsaw ball down here below us to the court to our right. Winchester to throw it in. And they'll lob it out to Peterson. Peterson beyond the volleyball line. Left wing to Bergen. Into the lane in traffic, tipped away and taken away by Stock. And then it's taken back as Neely knocked away, and it's picked back up by Abby Peterson. Peterson out of the right side to Neely. Neely on the hand back to Bergen. Bergen drives right again. Zartman is being grabbed and held down on the block, trying to get free. And they throw it in the corner to Peterson. Peterson back to the top for Neely. Back in the corner, Peterson. Down inside, Winchester. Muscles it off the glass, and no good. A little bit too heavy, and the rebound's grabbed by Stevens. Up ahead to Royst. Out in the corner to Stott. Finds a cutting Epps, who made a great catch and scores. I thought for sure that ball was headed out the sideline on the other way, but Epps went way up in the air to get it, and she's made it 34-29. Then Peterson got tied up, and we're going to have a hell of a ball, and the arrow belongs to Homestead, and right now, they have all the momentum going their way. Egoff in for Bergen. Peterson out and Bricker back in. 3:31 left to play third quarter. And it'll be Royce to throw it in. And Warsaw with pressure. Oh, they went right through the hands of Bottoms and out of bounds. There went a Lady Tiger within 15 feet of her. When that ball hit her hands, went right through it and out of bounds, and Warsaw plays it on the baseline. Neely will do that. And again, Homestead and a man-to-man defense. Left corner for Winchester, out to the wing to Egoff. Back in the corner to Bricker. Bricker up the baseline, all the way in, shoots it up and scores. Bricker in double figures with 11. And Warsaw's deficit is 3. Deep in the backcourt, Epps. Pressured there by Zartman. Epps gets it across the line. Left side for Bottoms. Back out to Epps. Left side, Stevens. Turns and shoots a three. Missed it. Long rebound grabbed by Bricker. Bricker takes off running up the middle of the court. Near sideline to Egoff. Works her way into the lane. A whistle and a foul is going to be called against Homestead. It'll be a non-shooting foul on Allie Stevens. Her second. And out of bounds to Worst on the baseline right on the court to our right. Neely to throw it in from there. Gets it into Egoff. Up the sideline to Bricker for a 22-footer, and it is short. And the rebound is grabbed by Homestead, by Epps. And then she swings some elbows after the whistle as Zartman, I think, is going to get the foul. She should, and she does. That'll be her second. Again, Warsaw with wide-open shots, and they just haven't made them. It kind of feels, at the moment, like the Norwell game, where they've had plenty of opportunities and just haven't been able to put the bucket down the well. And a whistle and a bumping foul called against Warsaw. Egoff with her second. Lenny Krebs, arms folded at the end of his bench. I know what he's thinking. He's thinking what I'm thinking, which is what happens when our girls do that. get bumped like that. Play goes on. Royce up the left baseline. No, but it came to help. And Emma Royce scores. Royce now with six. Now to the left corner for Neely. Drives by and scores. She blew right by Epps for her first two. With 2:23 left to play in the quarter, Homestead's lead is back to three. Royce across the line. Bounces ahead for Bottoms. Back out to Royce. Royce with the head of steam at the free throw line. Back to the right side for Stock. Stock threw it away. Her player left her. Bricker up court. Here comes Zartman. No, she missed a wide open layup. There was nobody around, and Zartman missed the left-handed layup. Stevens drives in from the left. Nobody there. Shot it short. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Egoff for the Lady Tigers. And a foul called against Stevens to the backcourt with 1:50 to go. And right away, Rod Parker grabs Heltzum and sends her to the scorer's table. Stevens missed a wide-open little five-footer and then went into the back of Egoff. So both teams, to be honest, look really tired. I mean really tired, and it's all of them. Warsaw down by three, 1:40 left to play here in the third quarter. Zartman out top to Egoff, left side to Bricker. Bricker drives left, got around Stock, banked it up, no good. Whistle, foul called, free throws coming in here for Jocelyn. Stock with her third. Rod Parker contemplating. And he's going to turn around and he's going to send Inkebrook to the scorer's table. But not before Jocelyn shoots the first of two. And it's up there and it's in. I've got Bricker now for 12. One more coming up for the 5 foot, 8 inch freshman, and it's right down the middle, too. She's got 13 points. Warsaw with a one, 36-35. Ankenbruck up the near sidelines. Pressure deep in the backcourt. Looks ahead, finds Epps. It's a jailbreak. Up ahead for Royce. Back inside, Epps. Foul called. Bricker gets her third. Free throws coming up here for Homestead. Free throws coming up here for Epps. For the season, 69%. She has 8 points in the game. She has 9 points as the first one's up and in. Peterson in for Bricker with 1:23 left to go in our third stanza. One more coming up for the 5 foot 10 inch freshman, and that one's good too. And that makes it 38-35. Zartman dribbled in the lane, lost the ball. Taken away by Royce. Up ahead for Heltzum, and she scores. Zartman just dribbled into too many people, lost the ball, and now it's a 5-point lead for Homestead. Egoff dribbles left, still dribbling. Picks up her dribble, finds Neely at the top of the circle. Faces up, trying to get it, and had it knocked away, but Egoff got to it first. Egoff up the left baseline, cut off by Helson. Back up the sideline to Bergen. Bergen dribbles out beyond the volleyball line. Near side to Peterson, 43 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw got to within one, now to trail again by five. Peterson one hands it. It hit the basket and bounces out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Homestead. Again, trying to throw that pass along the baseline. Abby didn't throw it with any kind of control. And it hit the rim and bounced right back over her head into the Warsaw bench. So a really bad quarter here by the Lady Tigers. And Epps is fouled from behind by Peterson. And that's her third. I'm sorry, did I say third? I meant first. So out of bounds to Homestead. Warsaw with five team fouls. They lob to Royce off the inbounds, and she's all by herself for two more. It is 42-35 Homestead as we play out the final 18 seconds of the quarter. Zartman with the ball. She still has not scored in this game. 10 seconds. Sartman dribbles left, kicks it out. Bergen, long cross-court pass tipped, taken away. Anka brought the steal, out to Helsum, 3 seconds. Two from midcourt, shoots it and shoots it short. Homestead dominates the middle two quarters and they lead Warsaw 42-35 after three. We start the fourth in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.